Welcome to what I'm going to call Paddle Talk, the podcast that gets you into the heart and soul of dragon boating here in Queensland. I'm your host, Rosemary. In just 4 days, clubs from as far away as Tweed and as far north as Townsville will descend on Lake Kwinana on the Sunshine Coast for the Queensland State Dragon Boat Championships, running from Friday the 13th through to Sunday the 15th of March. It's going to be fierce, fast and furious. Joining me today are two people who know this sport inside out. Michelle Hanton, OAM, a champion paddler, a fierce advocate, and one of the most respected voices in Queensland dragon boating. And Paulie Buckman, a passionate competitor who lives and breathes everything about race day. Today we're talking about state titles, the event, the culture, the incredible medals, and what this championship means to our community. So let's get right into it. Michelle, talk to me.
Well, this is wonderful to be here this morning to talk about the upcoming Dragon Boat Queensland state titles, which we've got teams from all over Queensland, from Tweed right up far north, coming down to Lake Kwinana on the beautiful Sunshine Coast to battle it out for the title of state champions.
Now, that's this weekend, Michelle, isn't it? Is it this weekend?
It is this weekend. It starts on Friday. Yeah, yes.
Now, Paulie, you're a fierce contender in amongst all of this. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, it's exciting. It's really the pointy end of the dragon boat business. So as a paddler, we've been training probably the last 6 months, and I'm sitting next to the head coach and she's cracked the whip, I shall say. But we love it. We love putting our best foot forward. We love focusing and we love paddling as one. We're very team orientated because that's what it's all about, dragon boating. And we just want to work hard for the club, work hard personally for ourselves, and just enjoy it. It's fun and fitness. And when it gets to this stage, we're like smiling assassins in the boat. We love it.
I think one of the words I was using was fast and furious. Would that be fair?
Absolutely. The pace is fast and furious. It's very dynamic. It's extremely exciting to watch from a spectator point of view because, you know, all the boats look like they're neck and neck, and then suddenly out of nowhere comes this amazing surge, and one boat, two boats, three boats, sometimes it's within a dragon's whisker between first and third.
Oh, wow.
So it is very exciting. You often cannot tell from the shore and it has to go to the photo finish. So it truly is the pinnacle.
And Michelle, I'm just thinking with the lake up there at Kwinana, it's a good for the viewers to be watching. It's good and straight so that sitting there on the shore you can really get in amongst it.
Absolutely. That's the beauty. You know, Kwinana is such an easy venue to access.
Mm-hmm.
It's got great vantage points all along that lakeside. And there's the wonderful pathway so you can bring your family, bring your dog, you know, bring your kids. Lots to do up there.
And of course, and I'm just sort of getting off script here a little bit, but there'll be lots of coffee machines and food vendors and things like that. So you can make a day of it.
You can absolutely make a day of it.
Well, come back to script now. Tell us a little bit about what the state titles actually mean.
So the state titles are the opportunity for all the dragon boat clubs across Queensland to come together and actually see how they are performing at the top level of the sport, you know, at the competitive level. It's divided into categories. So we have the juniors, the Sonics. We have our under 24s. And then we have the premier category, the senior A, the senior B, and the senior C. So it's all age related, which is wonderful.
Yes.
And the beauty of that is we also have within those a mixed a women's and then an open category, which is traditionally all men. So it's like against like. So you really do get to see what all your efforts. So if you're in isolation, say in Townsville or in Cairns or on Bribie Island even, or at Redcliffe, you know, you all come together and you see where you are against the rest of the rest of Queensland.
Wow. Now, just come back a little bit. I mean, we appreciate that it is a community coming together, but what's the vibe like right now? And I'll come to Paulie in a minute, because I know she's paddled around the place a fair bit. What is the vibe like leading up to this weekend for you guys? Is it all just hard work, or is the excitement just amazing?
The hard work is done.
Yep.
We've done the hard work. You know, all the athletes have put in, they've trained for, as Paulie said, many, many months. Mm-hmm. And they are ready. They are excited to go and test themselves. Mm. I'm on the board of Dragon Boat Queensland. So for us as board members, we're under the pump to make sure that we've got everything right and in place so that we can provide the very best experience for all our athletes.
Wonderful. Now, Paulie, I might just get on to you. The event at Lake Kawana, tell me a little bit about all of that that's happening, spectatorship, and we did talk a little about that, but just enhance that a little
bit
more.
But yes, the spectators, it's definitely worth coming down. If you've never seen dragon boating, 2,000-year-old sport, origins in China. In China, they have two television stations just devoted to dragon boating. So it's a huge sport right around the world. And it's a long boat, and you've got the dragon head at the front. You've also got the drummer. It's a very very primitive type of sport. And you know, your drum's beating for our stroke rate, and that just gets our heart beating even more. But it's just it's a spectacle, because there's a lot of splashing of water. There's wonderful athletic bodies, and the muscles are pumping. Everyone's focused, and it's, as you said, fast and furious paddling. And to get to that end line, it's just a lot of heart and soul goes into it. So it's just a wonderful sport.
Wonderful.
But over the 3 days,
You say the three days. So is the 3 days more for the paddlers, or we want people there watching the whole 3 days?
You can watch Friday afternoon. That'll be the 2Ks and 1Ks. But you've got the faster races. 200s are on Sunday. So the sprints are very exciting. But the 500s, that they've got time to, you've got time as a paddler, you've got time to lift as a boat, and you could be 2 metres behind the boat and suddenly overtake them by the sweep, which, for example, Michelle's a sweep at the back of our boat, and she'll call a lift. If she sees it's getting close and we might be just about half a metre behind a boat, we're coming up to the finish, she'll call a lift. We will all lift as one, because you can only paddle as one to get the boat moving. Mm. And that's when it gets exciting, when you see boats are really vying that last 50 metres, and the last 10 metres can be ever so exciting. It's just thrilling to watch, really.
I'm sort of getting a little bit thrilled now just thinking about it. So, Michelle, come back now a little bit to the medals and the cultural story. Paulie touched on it. Give us a little bit more of that.
All right. So the medals this year are really exciting.
Beautiful.
That they are something that has never been seen before. And Dragon Boat Queensland had them especially commissioned. We have used an Indigenous artist who created them. His name's Kyle Dancy. And the graphic designer was Daniel Romero, and it was designed so that it is a fusion of the cultures. We live in the oldest living culture in the world, the Aboriginal culture, and dragon boating is the traditional ancient Chinese culture, 2,000 years old. So it's a fusion of both of these. Aboriginal motifs are expressed in the flowing artwork. It represents the river pathways. The concentric circles represent the country, represent movement, and the gathering spirit of clubs at regattas is interwoven through this Chinese sport. The dragon is the protector of the life force of dragon boat racing, and it honours the sport's origins. So on the rear of the medal, we have a Chinese character inscription, which is the inscription for dragon boat. And it reminds us that cultural boundaries do not exist in sport, that we embrace each other and we respect the traditions of all nations. And we in Queensland are very proud of this medal. Because when we asked for it to be designed, Kyle actually said the question he began with was, how do we honour not just the sport, but the people, the cultures and the waterways that connect us?
Wow.
And we believe these medals have just brought it all together. Mm. So our athletes that walk away with one of these are going to be extremely lucky. It's going to be something
very special.
Very special.
Well, I hope I do. I'll try my hardest.
I think, Paul, you are a little bit competitive, should I say. How lovely. Thanks for that, Michelle. Now, with the tradition, the community and the people, all of the people coming back, that's a little pretty impressive situation as well, isn't it? So, Paulie, with this dragon boating and the team environment, and I know we've spoken and with Michelle quite some time ago about dragon boating. Tell us a little bit about that, because it's, you know, we see the ladies doing it. You're going over to Bribey and they're the ladies out there, but you just tend to go, oh, they're keeping nice and fit. But it's not just about keeping nice and fit.
It's a lot more, because once you get a group of people together and they're like-minded, you can't help not support. You support them as well as outside of the boat.
Yes.
So you get to know people's lives, and if they're not well or they've lost a family member, I've noticed over the years, in the 10 years, that we all rally around, because there's that strong bond. We know when they're working their hardest in the boat, they're using their whole body, their mind. And we know when they get their lowest feeling, when they're exhausted, and we know that feeling. So that like-mindedness, I think, is one of the things that will bond people together, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And you are cosy in the boat. We're right next to them.
Yes.
And if we've got a mixed team, sometimes I've had a man in front of me, a man beside me, a man behind me, and I've got to go and paddle under their armpits. So it's very cosy. And they're big boys, some of them.
Okay.
And, but it's just the only way to describe dragon boating is you go to a barbecue, you've got your brothers and sister-in-laws there, you know they've got your back, they're connected in a certain way,
mm-hmm.
and they'll always be a part of your life and they'll always be there if you need them. And that's the only way I can describe dragon boating. You've made some wonderful friendships, and they can be 10 years old or 10 years younger, but because the sport brings everyone together, it's a generational sport, mm-hmm. there'll be sometimes a grandparent and the grandson in the boat.
Oh, how lovely.
It's just amazing. And there's whole families in one club. There's three families in one
Absolutely.
Club.
Absolutely. There's a lot of families. One that really stands out for me is the Matthews family. They're actually based on the Sunshine Coast, but mm-hmm. their son, James, he started paddling at 11 years old when his parents, Deb and John, dragged him along to dragon boating. But, you know, fast forward 22 years later, and James is a true athlete in every sense of the word, because he has represented Australia at the pinnacle of the sport as an Aurora. He's done lots of international events, state as well as club. And, you know, that's somebody who started as an 11-year-old. Mm-hmm. There are similar stories in our Sonics. There's one, Lewis Fuller, up in North Queensland, who also started as a junior paddler. And he was actually at the very first Australian national titles held in Queensland on Hins Dam. And he's going to be at the nationals this year at Kawana. So he stayed in the sport. As I said, there are several stories.
And that's a lovely thing to think that you don't just go in and paddle for a couple of weeks or years.
No,
you're there for quite a long time.
It's commitment, but the commitment is that if you miss paddling, like there's the rest of the world and then there's paddling, it's almost like if it's not on that day, it's like, oh, those endorphins aren't going to go rushing around my body. I'm not going to say a quick hello to my friend in the boat. And that's how it becomes. It's very much a part of your life, it's a good part of your life.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And as I've said, Paulie, we've spoken about this previously.
Yes.
You know, when you've been going overseas to paddle. So it's quite amazing. Just, I think we're sort of getting to a point where we can sort of start rounding up a little bit. Give us any little cheeky predictions for the weekend, just something to tantalise us a little tweeny bit. Can you either of you do that?
I can't wait to see people when they get off the boat and they've placed you know, gold, silver or bronze. Yeah. They know they've put their heart and soul into it. And just to see that, you see the team gather around, you see the coach, because it's not all about the paddlers. It's the coaches, it's the sweeps, it's the drummers, it's the people that, the volunteers on the day. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of volunteers we must thank beforehand, because they sacrifice their time to come and keep us all safe on the water and make sure, because it's all about, it's hard work to get a boat up on the water and get it organised to go into races. A lot of behind the scenes go in it. But and everyone brings their own skills to the table. It's really fabulous. And I can't wait to see people stand proudly. They've done the work. It's been 6 months of hard work. It's all come together on that moment. I think that's what I love seeing.
Yeah. I think, you know, if you were to ask me, I think the predictions are that there are going to be some surprises. And I'm fairly confident that we're going to see some stellar performances from crews that come from North Queensland, that come from, you know, Tweed perhaps, Gold Coast, all places in between, you know. Yeah. It's whoever brings it on the day.
And how many boats might be there, Michelle?
I believe, and I'm not 100% certain, but I believe we have 31 clubs participating.
Wow.
And what that means is we have very full programs that are going to start at 7 a.m. in the morning, and we're going to be pushing to finish before it gets dark.
Wow.
So it's big.
It's a machine.
Yes.
Marshalling is very important. That's where we marshal them to get them organised to get in their boat. And it's they've got a full program, and it's – people behind the scenes are very careful to keep it going because we've also got the elements, so the wind can pick up.
Yeah.
That's where the sweeps work. They're hardest at the boat when they've got to adapt quickly to the conditions, and that can change what lanes you're in, how quick the start is. If you have a good start, if you stay in your lane, I mean, things can happen. Yeah. And that's – so tell the spectators, when the wind picks up, it's even more exciting. Just saying.
And I think the thing to remember, though, when you're at nationals, when you're at states at this level, you know, you are working with true athletes who are disciplined, who will bring their very best, and whatever the results are for any particular club, as long as you do your best, that's all any coach will ask of their crew.
There you go. Look, I'm just listening, ladies, and getting excited just listening to you talk about it. But what a conversation, and thanks very much to both of you for doing this. Now, it's this weekend, clubs from the Tweed through to Townsville, and they're all gathering at Lake Kwinana to race for the Queensland title. Every stroke will carry months of training, years of dedication and tradition over 2,000 years old. And this year, they're competing for this incredible medal, this beautiful, beautiful medal. I read about it earlier. And it will unite two of the world's oldest cultures and the true piece of history to wear around the competitor's neck. Get yourselves to the Sunshine Coast, find that finishing line and listen for the drums. You won't regret it. Now, final farewells, guys. Thank you so much. And before you go, is there a little word to the competitors heading to the Sunshine Coast this weekend, Michelle? Is there just a little word of warning? Or
my word is believe in yourself. You've done the work.
Done. And Paulie?
Well, our colours are purple, main colour, so hopefully we're a purple flash for the other boats to look out for.
There you go.
We're ready to rumble.
You are so. Ladies, thank you so much. Michelle Hanton, OIM.
And Paulie Buckman, the Queensland State Dragon Boat Championships. Fierce, fast and furious. We'll see you on the water. This is 1015fm.com.au, your home of great podcasts and classic hits.